the Puget Sound's Squeaky Wheel. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
If the American public knew what was going on in our system, half would be outraged and the other half would apply for benefits.
That's an administrative law judge referring to how the Social Security disability system works. And by the way, let us hope that her numbers were off. Let us hope that half of America wouldn't be applying for a program they clearly don't qualify for.
I think she was just trying to say that people hearing this news are like, oh, sweet, I could get signed up for Social Security disability and I'll be on the dole.
Well, that's the problem is that many have. And keep in mind, Social Security disability is for people who cannot physically work. They can't take any job. They're unable to work. So they get Social Security early. They don't get as much as they would have if they had worked and contributed to the system, but they get a regular monthly payment. Here's Steve Croft from 60 Minutes.
When it began back in the 1950s, it was envisioned as a small program to assist people who were unable to work because of illness or injury. Today, it serves nearly 12 million people, up 20% in the last 6 years, and has a budget of $135 billion. That's more than the government spent last year on the Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, and the Labor Department combined.
Okay, you can see the problem there. Here is Tom Coburn, good guy senator from Oklahoma, a physician, a genuine political outsider who came to Washington, D.C., said he would serve only two terms, is unfortunately not running for re-election, but for a good reason, his two terms are up. He's spending his last tenure in the Senate trying to put a stop to this scam.
It's been called a secret welfare system with its own disability industrial complex, a system ravaged by waste and fraud. A lot of people want to know what's going on, especially Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma.
Go read the statute. If there's any job in the economy you can perform, you are not eligible for disability. That's pretty clear. So where do all those disabled people come from?
The Social Security Administration, which runs the disability program, says the explosive surge is due to aging baby boomers and the lingering effects of a bad economy. But Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, the ranking Republican on the Senate Subcommittee for Investigations, who is also a physician, says it's more complicated than that. Last year, his staff randomly selected hundreds of disability files and found that 25% of them should never have been approved. Another 20%, he said, were highly questionable.
That's a pretty big number. 25%, right off the bat, don't deserve the payments they're getting. So why are they getting the payments?
If all these people are disabled that apply, I want them all to get it. And then we need to figure out how we're going to fund it. But my investigation tells me, and my common sense tells me, that we've got a system that's being gamed pretty big right now.
And it's being gamed because there's money to be made by the trial lawyers. And because trial lawyers are so politically significant to the Democratic Party, that's one reason why no one's doing anything about the fraud. Here is Steve Croft talking to a pair of administrative law judges who hear these disability cases all the time.
They say disability lawyers have flooded the system with cases that shouldn't be there.
In 1971, fewer than 20% of claimants were represented. Now, over 80% of claimants are represented by attorneys or representatives.
Why do you think there's so many more lawyers involved in this than there used to be?
It's lucrative.
Follow the money.
Last year, the Social Security Administration paid $1 billion to claimants' lawyers out of its cash-strapped disability trust fund. The biggest chunk, $70 million, went to Binder and Binder, the largest disability firm in the country. Lawyer Jenna Flazar and Jessica White work for Binder and Binder, representing clients in front of disability judges from New Hampshire to West Virginia.
I call it a legal factory because that's all it is. I mean, they have figured out the system and they've made it into a huge national firm that makes millions of dollars a year on Social Security disability.
I was hired at the end of 2008 and business was booming because the economy was so bad. We had a lot of people who their unemployment ran out, and this was the next step.
If you're unable to find a job and you have any type of physical issue, then it really becomes a last-ditch effort because the job market is so bad.
Okay. So basically what you're hearing is that it's just another track for you to be taking the train on once your unemployment runs out.
Many of the cases they handled involved ailments with subjective symptoms like backache, depression, and fibromyalgia, which is joint and muscle pain along with chronic fatigue.
Hard to prove you've got it.
Yes. There's no diagnostic testing for it. So.
Hard to deny you don't have it.
Correct.
Out of the hundreds of people that you represented, how many of these cases involve strong cases for disability?
Strong cases, I would say maybe 30 to 40%. And then I would say half of my cases were not deserving of disability.
How many of them ultimately ended up getting benefits?
Half.
Think about that. Unbelievable. And I mean, this has become a gravy train. This is just another way of getting unemployment after your unemployment runs out.
Senator Coburn says disability payments are now propping up the economy in some of the poorest regions in the country, which is why he sent his investigators to the border area of Kentucky and West Virginia. More than a quarter of a million people in this area are on disability, 10 to 15% of the population, about three times the national average. Jennifer Griffith and Sarah Carver process disability claims at the Social Security Regional Office in Huntington, West Virginia.
How important are disability checks to people in this part of the country?
They're a vital part of our economy. A lot of people depend on them to survive.
We have a lot of people who have exhausted their unemployment checks and have moved on to Social Security disability.
This is sort of a bridge between unemployment and collecting Social Security.
Generally, yes.
Are they disabled?
Not always, no.
More often than not, no.
Around here, people call it getting on the draw or getting on the check, but they have other names for it.
I think you could call it a scheme. You could call it a scam. You could call it fraud.
They began complaining to their bosses at the Social Security Administration 6 years ago after discovering that an outsized number of claims and some questionable medical evidence was being submitted by Eric Kahn, a flamboyant attorney whose face is plastered on billboards throughout the area and on local TV.
When Eric C. Kahn represents you, there will be no fear.
He runs the third largest disability practice in the country out of the Eric C. Kahn Law Center, which is just off Route 23 in Stanville, Kentucky. It's a complex of several double wides welded together with an imposing replica of the Lincoln Memorial in the parking lot. Surprisingly, it has only one space for the disabled.
I mean, it's kind of hard to miss Eric Kahn around here, isn't it?
You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who doesn't know who he is in this area.
He calls himself Mr. Social Security, and some of his ads say guaranteed success. How can he make that claim?
He backs that up.
A slam dunk?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
That's a remarkable record.
Yes, it is.
Is he that good a lawyer?
You know,
no.
A lot of Kahn's success, they say, had to do with a particularly friendly disability judge, David Doherty, who sought out Kahn's cases and approved virtually all 1,823 of them.
Now think about that. So you've got an unscrupulous lawyer, allegedly, a physician who conducts his diagnoses and his examinations in the lawyer's office, and a friendly and a tame administrative law judge. And you have the makings of a scam. And this thing's going on all over the country. That needs to change big time. All right, we got this linked on the 570 KVI website after the show today. Check it out, and we'll talk again in 20 hours.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.